Hey everyone, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Haley. We are two sisters and best friends, and we're the hosts of Real Talk About Feminism, a podcast for female empowerment.
Each week, we release a new episode. We talk about everything from periods to current events.
And different types of feminism to worst first dates.
Subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts, and tune in each week.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to episode 44, first weekend of February, which means a lifestyle episode.
A lifestyle
episode, which we have not recorded since December.
No, we haven't.
So it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
I, for one, have been waiting a month. Mm-hmm. And I know you have too.
I have too.
This will be fun.
This lifestyle episode is going to be all about Ken's New York trip. And I've seen the pictures, but she didn't go into a lot of detail with the stories and everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go like too crazy in detail for some things just because like we were there for so long, there's a lot to talk about. So why don't we just jump in? Mm-hmm. So we were there for 7 days and we did so much. Like, first off, I guess I'll start with, so Jared surprised me with Hamilton tickets back in June of 2021 for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And so that is the reason we went. Mm-hmm. And we had been deciding, like, how long should we go? We decided to go for a week and just make a huge trip of it. And I'm so glad we did. It was amazing. If you haven't been to New York City, you have to go. Like, Jared and I literally would live there.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, we absolutely loved it. So I'll start with day one.
Wow, you've got a lot of bullet points there.
I told you, there's a lot. Also, if you want to see pictures, I'll post a few on the Instagram, but I also have like everything on my main account. So I have an NYC story highlight. You can go look at all that. I have posts, so mm-hmm. go check it out. So day one, our flight left at 5:45 a.m., which means we left the house at about 1:30 in the morning. Ooh. So we barely slept. Flying to the city, it was so surreal. Like, I like was tearing up just because I was like, we've literally been planning this. Mm-hmm. And like, I've always wanted to go to New York. Like, mm-hmm. we saw the Statue of Liberty, we saw Manhattan, like, oh, it's so great. It's so cool. Now, the day was interesting when we first got there. We go to the baggage claim, we're waiting. My bag's not there. So of course we flew Southwest. So free bags. But at what cost? So we make our way to like the Southwest area and they tracked down my bag. It was left in Denver and they were like a third party delivery company. We'll give you a call when we have it. And so I'll go into that in more detail, but basically my bag was left. So already I was like, are you kidding? Like, seriously? Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I'm in freaking New York. Like, I'm not going to let it get to me.
Yeah.
So we were looking, Google Maps was our best friend because they have all the subway information. Oh, so it was very helpful. And we look up, you know, we type in our hotel address and we pick the subway line that is like, it seems like the best one for us. Mm-hmm. We had to walk under a freeway overpass on the street. And keep in mind, like, Jared has his suitcase. He has a duffel bag. We both have backpacks. Honestly, thank goodness my bag was left. I kind of feel like it was like divine intervention because right. we would have to lug that thing through the subway. Somehow it was under 50 pounds. Yeah. Wow. But we would have to lug it like through the city on the subway. So
that sucks.
Honestly, it worked out.
They can tell who is traveling.
Yeah, I know. I was like trying to blend in, but like, how can you blend in with bags? But honestly, like, there were actually a lot of people that we saw throughout the week that had luggage. Like, mm-hmm. and the subway is like how you get around. So. Yeah. So we walked to the other side. We had to catch a bus to go to the subway station. And the bus driver was insane. Like, so LaGuardia Airport is in Queens. And so it was kind of cool because we got to see that side of New York.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man. But, like, literally he was honking the whole time. And, like, Jared was already kind of anxious because, like, he's not a city guy. And we were like, when do we pull the thing to, like, have him let us off? Like, man. We were freaking out. And I don't know. It was just a crazy ride. Mm-hmm. It really was. Like, people were, like, walking the street. But, like, the bus driver did not care. Like, he almost hit so many bikers. It was crazy.
There's literally no chill.
It was crazy. So we finally got our Metro cards. We had asked a local lady for help, and she only spoke Spanish. And so, like, she ended up putting, I think it was, like, $30 on each card, which, like, when you buy it, I actually exactly don't know how it works. But, like, we ended up having, like, $70 on each card. Like, I think it comes with money, but I'm not positive. But, like, we still have money on them.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. But we, I don't know, this day, like, our travel day initially was just, like, kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. Because it was our first time navigating the subway. Okay, like, we've never experienced anything like this. It was crazy because, like, you could see Manhattan. And, like, once you know the basics of the subway, it makes sense. But, like, we had never done it.
Maybe so, this is my toxic trait, but I feel like it wouldn't be that hard.
Well, it was just a lot. Like, it was honestly overstimulating. We had our bags.
Right.
There were a lot of people. And, like, the East Coast lifestyle. It was very fast-paced. Mm-hmm. The subways were loud. It was crazy. Jared actually was right. And, of course, I was like, you're not right. Like, we're taking the wrong one. Google Maps says this. It was hard and frustrating because the signs at the station did not match up with Google Maps. Mm. So that was frustrating. We ended up getting on the right one, and then we walked from the station to our hotel, and it was kind of cool because we were like, okay, we're here.
Yeah,
we're taking in the sights. We were in, like, Soho area, but, like, also kind of Greenwich Village area, if you know the map. But, like, where our hotel was, it was so great. It was quiet. Mm. It was on a nice street. We had a little deli that was open 24 hours a day, like, right around the corner.
Oh, wow.
So it was really fun. Like, we had snacks every night. It was awesome. We checked into our hotel. Of course, I couldn't change. I had an outfit plan, but I couldn't change because my bag was gone. So I stole something from Jared, and we
made it work.
Yeah. We just started walking around. We went to Trinity Church, which is where Alexander Hamilton is buried.
So any Hamilton fans out there?
Yeah, that was really cool. His grave was huge. It was so cool. We went to Wall Street, and we went to Seaport area, which, like, it's kind of just like a lookout where you can see, like, the Brooklyn Bridge. So that was very cool.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Yeah. And it was sunset at this time. Very pretty. And then we went to Chinatown in Little Italy, and we had dinner in Chinatown at, like, an authentic ramen place.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Little Italy, honestly, like, it was kind of just the same thing, so we didn't spend that much time there. Mm. We also got boba in Chinatown.
I want to go to Little Italy and get some pasta.
Yeah, well, because we had already eaten dinner.
Oh.
But next time we go, like, we might go there. Mm-hmm. But we had already, no, not at this point. But we were like, no, like, we didn't feel like pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was a really fun day. But at this point, I was, like, kind of freaking out about my bag because I was, like, I literally have, like, a note full of my outfits and what I was planning to wear. Mm-hmm. And so I called Southwest, and I had already called them 3 times earlier because I wanted to make sure, like, is my bag still in Denver? Is it in LaGuardia? Like, I didn't know. And each time I called, they had said it was there in LaGuardia. And they gave me the phone number to the third-party delivery service, and I got their voicemail. And so I left a message, but I was like, what am I supposed to do? And Jared was like, I honestly don't know. And he was like, we can go pick it up. And at this point it was like 10 or 10:30. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to take the subway. Like, yeah. I was like scared to like take it all the way there. Cause it was like an hour and a half.
So long.
It was so long. So we ended up just getting an Uber and going to the airport, picking up my bag.
How expensive was the Uber?
It was $50.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad because it was all the way, like, from the island to Queens to the airport. It wasn't bad. And it was cool. We got to see Manhattan at night.
Yeah, a different way.
It was very cool, actually. That's cool. Yeah, and, like, he lived in Brooklyn, and so he was, like, giving us, like, hot spots in Brooklyn. So we kind of have, like, a list of when we go back, places we want to go in Brooklyn. Yeah. So it was fun. I ended up getting my bag, and that was that. That was the first day. Okay. So we got, like, the travel. We sightseed a little bit.
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. So that was day one. Day two. So this is like where the trip like really takes off. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we did in the morning, we had reservations at the 9/11 memorial. And so we decided in the morning we wanted to get coffee. So we went to a coffee shop and got coffee and breakfast. We went to the World Trade Center before. We went to the Oculus. If you've seen pictures of it, like, you would know it stands out. It's like a white, it kind of looks like a fish skeleton, but it's really cool. It's like a museum. There's food. So we kind of just hung out like in the area of the memorial.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then we went through the museum. It was very emotional, and it was honestly like really hard to get through just because like they literally had like audio, pictures, news. Like, it was kind of overstimulating, honestly, mm-hmm. because like when you're going through, like, you're just like surrounded by like all this like tragedy. They had actual like building scraps and just like items. Like, there was literally a case with like shoes, like burned shoes. Like, it was really sad. But if you're there, like, you definitely should go just because like it gives you new perspective. After that, we got lunch at this cute little cafe, actually in the Oculus. Mm. Yeah, it was very good. And then we went back to Wall Street. Okay, so before I start, I had a whole itinerary planned out. And oh, you yes. saw it. Like, yes, it was, like, color-coded in Excel. It was crazy. And we quickly realized, like, I didn't plan enough to fit, like, the whole day, which I actually really liked.
Yeah.
Like, as I go through the days, like, there were a few things that we were like, why don't we just go here? Like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it worked out that way. So we had afternoon reservations for the Statue of Liberty. And so we went back to Wall Street and we saw the Charging Bull. That's the thing where, like, you can, like, rub the testicles. Apparently it gives you good luck. There was a huge line.
I didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah.
But I would do it if I was there.
I would do it too if the line wasn't long.
Yeah.
We saw the Fearless Girl statue, which we touched on in a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's this really cool statue of this girl that stands facing the New York Stock Exchange. And she's like in a very like proud position.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
That is cool. I would love to see
that. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. The whole area of Wall Street was just like so many good like picture places.
Yeah.
Just
like very iconic. Things.
Yeah, it was really cool. The biggest thing that we did this day was the Statue of Liberty, which was so cool. I can't describe it. Like, once you see it and you're like going towards it, you're like, oh my gosh, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. So we saw the Statue of Liberty. We took a ferry and we got to spend some time like on the island that the Statue of Liberty is at. And then we got back on the ferry and they were like, all right, next stop, Ellis Island. And we were like, we're on Ellis Island. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I thought he was making a joke, honestly.
You're like,
yeah, literally. I was like, what do you mean we're on Ellis Island? And Jared and I were just laughing. And then we get dropped off at Ellis Island, which we were like, where are we?
Yeah.
But I then realized like that's the actual place that immigrants would go through.
Ellis Island?
Yeah, Ellis Island.
Oh.
So that it's now a museum.
Okay.
And we didn't spend that much time there. Like, that I went on a bathroom break and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we just were like, we're ready to go. Like,
so then what island is the Statue of Liberty on?
I think it's Roosevelt Island.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not positive.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool to see, but like we weren't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back in line to get on the ferry. And we were literally standing in line for an hour and a half. And like at that point, it like started to like kind of flurry and snow a little bit. It was cold. We were hungry. Mm-hmm. And like everybody was restless. Finally, the ferry came and we were hungry. We went to get dinner and Jared found this really cute local Italian place.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was so cool. It was like really romantic because they had like candlelight at the tables.
Aww.
And very dim lights. And so it was really romantic. Yeah, it was cool. I had this like really authentic fettuccine. Yeah. You're like, ugh. It was very, very good. And then after that, this is one of those times we were like, we don't want to go back to the hotel and it's still early. Like, why don't we just go to Grand Central Station? So we did. Like, that was actually later on the itinerary and we just kind of shuffled things around.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool because it's iconic. Like, I got like the iconic view. And there's actually, like, it's an actual train station. There's trains, there's subways that go through. Like, there were people rushing around with briefcases, and it was so cool.
Is it kind of like
Union Station?
Union Station, but, like, big, obviously.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. It was so cool. A lot of little, like, markets and stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something about train stations. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah. It was really
cool. There's a certain vibe.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah, so after that, we we just went back to the hotel. And, you know, like, the subway is very convenient, but, like, it does take time to walk to the station, mm-hmm. be on the actual train, and then walk back to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, we'd get, like, snacks every night. And, honestly, like, it was nice because they were playing The Office and Harry Potter all week for some reason on the same channels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every night we would just, like, lay in bed, talk, eat snacks, watch TV.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Aww. So, now day three. Every day was fun. I'm like, I loved this day, but every day was fun. So we had reservations to go to the Met, which, like, I love art museums, so I was very excited for this. And I made an oopsie because I didn't realize, like, where the subway station dropped us off. Well, okay, because I had a specific coffee place in mind that I wanted to go to. And on the map, it looked close to where the subway station dropped off. But it wasn't. It was like 15 minutes the opposite direction of the Met. And the Met is on the east side of Central Park, and the Museum of Natural History is on the west side. And the subway dropped off on the west side, so we were going like even further, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I should have like pulled up a map.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we got coffee, and then we got food because it was breakfast and they had to cook it, so it took a while. And, like, at this point, we had a half hour until our reservations, and it was going to take a half hour to walk. So, literally, like, we had, like, our breakfast in hand. Jared's, like, chomping on his breakfast burrito as we're walking, like, through the streets. And we, like, breeze through Central Park. We make our reservations. Luckily, we got there, like, just in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. And we went through the Met. It was very cool. It was honestly overwhelming because there was so much to see. Mm-hmm. Like, I told Jared, like, when we come back, it would be fun to do, like, 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just so much. It was huge. And we went as early as we could. Like, our reservations were at 10, and that's when it opened. So when we first went, it was nice and calm, and, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't crowded. Mm-hmm. But as the day progressed, it got too much. I hate to admit that I was, like, kind of grungry. And I was just kind of getting, like, overheated and anxious. And so we decided to go get lunch at this cute sushi place in Upper East Side.
Ooh, cute.
So that was fun. And I will say, though, like, the Met was actually really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took some really cool pictures. They had literally anything.
Yeah.
They had Greek, Egyptian. They had, like, a Japanese section. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Sushi was great, and then we walked back through Central Park and loved it. It was one of my favorite things that we did.
Really?
Yeah. The weather was perfect. Like, it was overcast, and it wasn't that cold, but it still felt, like, chilly, mm-hmm. and so it was cozy.
Yeah.
I got a hot chocolate, and we were just, like, walking through. We were vlogging, just talking. It was so fun. Yeah, and that's when we were talking, like, if we were going to live here, we'd want to live near Central Park. Mm-hmm. It was such a cool area. After that, so we walked back through the park because we were going to the Museum of Natural History, which was on the opposite side, as I said. Mm-hmm. So, we go into the museum. Our reservations were at 3:30. We didn't realize it closed at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And with our city pass, it included an IMAX show, and we chose the planetarium one. And so that ate up, like, 45 minutes of time. It was really cool, but, like, we barely had any time in the museum. Mm-hmm. Which kind of stunk.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, like, left us with, like, okay, it's 5:30. Like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. We ended up walking to Lincoln Center and just kind of walking around. And then we had dinner at another ramen place. It's called Ippudo, New York. And it's, like, the restaurant in Japan is, like, very popular. And it's very good quality. Like, it was authentic ramen. And it was very upscale, very classy.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, this is so nice.
Yeah.
Literally, like, one of the best ramen I've ever had.
Wow.
It was so good.
That was so cool.
It was amazing. And then after, we were like, let's just go to Times Square. We're 10 minutes away. And it was cool because, like, you see it in everything, mm-hmm. right? And it was night at this point. It was dark. And so we were, like, walking towards it. And, like, you start to see, like, little glimpses and, like, big signs that pop up. And, like, once you see it, you're like, wow, this is really cool. And I think I was telling you, though, like, after a while, you're just like, okay, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. It was busy, which makes sense. Like, it's very iconic. It's a hub. It was really cool, but, like, I wouldn't hang out there. I wouldn't stay there. It was just busy, like, everyone was smoking, and strollers and bags, and it was just crazy. So much, yeah. But it was cool, and like they had like Hamilton stuff everywhere. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's it was awesome. Really cool. You definitely had to go see it.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And like it was cool to see it at night, and I don't know, it was a really cool feeling. Yeah, honestly. But then after, I was like, let's get some ice cream, and so we got on the subway and like went to an ice cream shop near the hotel, and that was fun. That's fun. How we topped off the night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, this takes us to day three. So we started off with eating breakfast at this cute local cafe called the Grey Dog. And then we spent the morning in the Flatiron District, which is like that iconic like triangle building.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
But I loved this area. This was one of my favorite things that we did just because the vibes were so cool. And I think I liked it so much too because this day we like literally just walked around and like sightseed. Mm-hmm. And I had a chai at Ralph's, which is like Ralph Lauren's coffee shop. Oh. Very iconic. We saw Teddy Roosevelt's birthplace. We went to Washington Square Park. And this was crazy because there were like three guys that just had tables out with mason jars with blunts in them. Just like out in the open. So that was kind of weird. We were like, oh my gosh.
But is it legal?
I don't know. Mm. But it was still kind of weird.
Yeah, just like,
yeah.
Because I think even if it's legal, you're really not supposed to do it in public.
Right. Because it's like, it's not a federal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so that was crazy. But it was cool. Like, that's an iconic New York thing. So that was cool to see. We went to the Stonewall Inn, which we talked about with mm-hmm. Marsha P. Johnson.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, like, this is a piece of history.
Yeah, and something that we've talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, I took a picture. I'll post it on stories.
When I saw you post that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
So it was cool. And just seeing the picture from you, it was really cool.
It was really cool. And then we saw the Friends apartment building. I have pictures, and, like, of course you can't see anybody in them, but, like, behind me there's, like, a huge line.
Do people actually live there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a cute area.
Wow.
It has, like, the iconic, like, New York-style apartment.
Is that where, like, it was set, but it was filmed on a studio?
Right. So, like, the opening shot when it's the apartment, that's the apartment
building. Oh, so, but they actually, that's cool that people actually live there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Dang. Definitely. So that was really fun because Jared and I love Friends. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Central Park again. We just loved it so much. We had lunch at Naruto Ramen. Mm-hmm. We went because Jared really loves the anime Naruto and it's named after that. But honestly, it was such a waste of money. Really? It wasn't authentic. It was cool because we could see them cook it, but it was really bad ramen.
It was just for like the
literally experience. Just for the name. Yeah, yeah. And the experience. We then went on the Roosevelt Island tram, which takes you over to Roosevelt Island. It's like this small little thin island, and like people actually live there. And so on the tram, like they had a bike area, people commute mm-hmm. there.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was foggy out, kind of gave it like a mysterious vibe. Mm-hmm. Just a cool view of Manhattan. And then at night, so we went to the Dumbo area, which is down under Manhattan Bridge overpass. And it's like, I'll post a picture. It's like mm-hmm. an iconic shot. And we ate at this place called Time Out Market. And it's a market with a ton of different types of food mm-hmm. options. So Jared had, barbecue and I had a gyro.
Nice.
So it was fun because like we got to eat what we wanted, but still be together. Mm-hmm. And then we made our way back. And the Dumbo area is in Brooklyn. So, like, we went to Brooklyn at night. Mm-hmm. And that was cool.
That
Something
is cool.
different.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Day four, we went to the Empire State Building in the morning. It was amazing. Like, so cool. We were so high up. I have a picture of a video in the elevator of it going from, like, floor 75 all the way down.
That was crazy when you showed that picture. I was like, or that video. Like,
yeah.
You guys were so high
up. It was crazy. My ears were popping. But it was so cool, and it was foggy, too. Just
That's
so
crazy
cool.
to be literally that high up. You're, like, on top of the world.
Yeah, we were so high up. We could see everything so far.
Did you feel ever that you were swaying in the wind?
No. Should I have?
Well, I don't know. I've just, like, seen videos of buildings that are, like, that they sway.
I didn't feel that.
Maybe that's fake.
But... No, I think that's real, but, like, I just didn't feel that.
Yeah.
We had more chai, literally, like, any chance I could.
Chai.
We
love chai.
I love chai. We then walked to the Intrepid Air and Space Museum, 25 minutes to walk doesn't seem that far, but like my feet were killing me.
I'm sure.
It felt so far, but it was cool. We got a different view of the city. And so the Intrepid, it's a decommissioned ship that was in the Cold War, World War II, Vietnam War, and they converted it to a museum. It was really cool. They had all sorts of planes on top. And
Wait, was it the actual ship?
Yeah, it was the actual ship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was very educational. And like Jared loves that kind of stuff. We did a simulation where we were like in a jet and it was like spinning everywhere. Mm. It was fun. We then had plans to go to the Empire State Building at night to see it at night. But we ended up just like going to the hotel early because we were just tired and exhausted, honestly.
You're literally walking everywhere.
Literally everywhere, especially this day. Mm-hmm. We ordered authentic New York pizza and we just laid in bed and watched Harry Potter.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Actually, that's like one of my favorite things. Just because like we just got to be together.
Yeah.
And the pizza was so good.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and we had it delivered, so just like felt bougie. It was fun. So then day five is New Year's Eve. This was a busy, busy day. We had coffee at a place called Gregory's Coffee. It was the best cold brew I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And we then went to Rockefeller Center. We went to Top of the Rock, which honestly, I kind of liked better than being on top of the Empire State Building. Just because, like, you could see the Empire State Building.
Oh,
it was really cool. Again, it was foggy. So, I don't know. Jared had his first street dog on this day.
Wow.
And he was, like, so proud to order it. And I tasted it, and it was just, like, a normal hot dog. But he loved it. Yeah. We saw St. Patrick's Cathedral. Was really, really cool. It's huge. And like there's a exit point at Rockefeller Center where you walk out and you're like right in front of it. I can post that picture because it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We had reservations to go ice skating at Rockefeller Center, like near the tree, but to kill time before that, we had started to like walk through Times Square and we had noticed that they were setting up checkpoints for that night. Because you had to be vaccinated and they were literally doing checkpoints with like, okay, these people are vaccinated. They've been checked and like now they're ready. And we kind of just got like roped into it. And so we were like, all right, we'll just like forget about the money we spent for the ice skating and just stay here.
Yeah.
And that was literally like our day. We waited just in Times Square for the ball to drop. We waited 11 and a half hours, but it was so worth it. And honestly, like, I think like this was the year to go because we had plenty of room to like sit down, stretch our feet out, put our bags down.
Mm-hmm.
Jared was smart enough to get a side, like where the rail was so we could hold on to something. And on that side, like through the walkway, there were reporters, there were like camera people and people doing interviews. And like we got interviewed like, I think like 3 or 4 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wonder why they are.
I don't know what news stations, I forgot, but like, it was cool. I was like, oh my gosh. They were like, so why are you here? And I was like, oh, he surprised us with Hamilton tickets. And it
Wait,
was so
I
cool.
Find those.
I know. I just don't know what news stations. There were
That's
so
cool.
many. Yeah.
You're like, the fame, you know, there's just so many people.
I can't remember. But it actually was really, really cool.
Yeah.
We like didn't go to the bathroom, didn't eat. We had some snacks because there was like a little vendor. But that's it. Like, it was crazy. So when we watched the ball drop, obviously, that was such a core memory. Like,
video is giving me secondary core
memory. Oh my gosh. I literally, like, I was, like, tearing up just because, like, it was such a bucket list item. And it was, like, I'm literally in New York with my husband, like, ringing in the new year. Like, it was so cool.
With, like, the song playing.
The song,
and the
confetti raining down, the kiss. Like, that was literally magical.
So, what does the ball actually look like? Like, is it big?
No,
or...
it was small.
Oh.
Yeah, it was small. And honestly, I didn't see the ball drop. I didn't see it because, like, right when it hit midnight, I turned to Jared and I was like, kiss me.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But you saw the ball in the sky.
Yeah, I saw it in the sky.
Is it, like, on a tower? Or what's...
Yeah, it's on top.
Wow.
Well, kind of. I can show you a video.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't really, like, seeing the ball drop. It was just, like, being there. But, like, Jared has a video of the ball dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it was really, really cool. And then, like, walking back to the hotel and to the subway station was madness. And they had blocked off the two stations. And so, we had to walk even farther.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got back to the hotel, I just, like, laid in bed. And I was like, this is, like, not real. Like, I can't believe we just did
Literally
that.
A dream.
I still pizza and like we just crashed, but it was so cool. So that was New Year's Eve.
What an experience. Oh my gosh,
it was so cool. I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were talking and we were like, we probably like won't go back to do that, but you've got to do it at least once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next day, New Year's Day, this was a chill day and it was so nice. We went to the Museum of Modern Art in the morning, and I love modern art, so that was really cool. A lot of interesting exhibits. I posted some on my story, so go look at them.
Like the Harry Cheese?
Yeah, there was literally, that was at the Met.
Oh, okay.
But it was in the modern section.
That haunts me.
It was weird.
So weird.
Yeah, weird stuff. There was literally like a shelf with jars of nail clippings and hair.
You know, I'm all for creative expression and everything, but I don't understand how that's art.
Yeah, reading the description, though, I don't remember what it was about, but I was like, okay, that makes sense.
But I also feel like that's because you're at an art museum and you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was cool, though. Like, I definitely recommend it just because, like, you don't get to see that stuff every day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. We ate brunch at this Greek place. It was called Marathi. It was so good. I had the fluffiest French toast with fig and berry topping.
Mm.
It was so good. We walked across the Brooklyn Bridge and then we went and just like hung out in the Dumbo area. So like where we were a couple nights before,
mm-hmm.
we went back in the day. And I took the coolest pictures and videos of, like, that view of Manhattan.
Yeah, when are you dropping the vlogs? Because I'm dying to
yeah.
see.
And as soon as I can.
Yeah.
I'm still working on editing them.
Yeah, we'll post links on the Insta story to the vlogs because I'm, like, dying to see.
Yeah.
To see you guys actually there.
I'm so excited. Yeah, there's so much. Like, I was going through my pictures and I was like, I swear, like, I took so many more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I was realizing it was my videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to Dumbo. This was the like only night it like actually rained. It was raining or drizzling all day, so we had the umbrellas with us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like so magical. We got ice cream and we were just like looking out, standing on the pier, just like looking at Manhattan
mm-hmm.
all lit up at night. It was so fun.
That is.
Yeah, and like that was just like a great way to like kind of close out the vacation. Like we still had another day, but it was relaxing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. When we go back, we want to spend more time
mm-hmm.
in Brooklyn. Day 7, this was our last day, and this was our most anticipated day because we were seeing Hamilton.
I am not throwing away my shot.
It was literally amazing. Like, when we were... Okay, so I'll start from the beginning. So we started the day. We, like, slept in, and it was really nice. We just relaxed. We had brunch at this place called Banter NYC. I had a really good avocado toast. Yeah, they had cute handouts, and I kept one and put it on the fridge.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. So then after that, we made our way back to Times Square to the Richard Rogers Theater.
Mm.
And, like, walking up, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is not real. Because, like, it was all lit up, even though it was day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they checked our vaccination cards. They stamped our hands, scanned our tickets. And we were walking through. And, like, it looks really old inside, but I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And actually, like, seeing the theater, I couldn't believe I was there. It was so cool.
So
we had gotten there, like, an hour early, so we had time to go through the playbill, take pictures. We got some souvenirs. This was, like, the only time we actually, like, bought things to take home.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched the show. It was amazing. I feel like any show on Broadway would be amazing. But,
yeah,
like,
any show.
I'm tied to Hamilton, so of course it was that much better.
Yeah, we were all jealous. We were all happy for you, obviously.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, I want to be there. I wonder what part they're at right now. Like,
oh my gosh.
And then we like all kind of started like singing some Hamilton songs, but then we just died off because we were like, it's not the same.
It's not the same. No, it was so cool though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't even describe it. I literally cried like multiple times.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Especially when they were doing the end.
Mm.
Is that... Not curtain call. Like the standing ovation.
Yeah,
part.
I think that's curtain call.
Okay. Yeah, I literally was crying.
Oh, yeah.
It was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like, we had been waiting for this for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that was the reason that you went out there.
The reason we went, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool.
Kind of fun to, like, finish out the entire trip with that.
Yeah. But on the flip side, like, we were kind of nervous that it would be canceled. And, like, we had a week there to kind of just be like, all right, like, we haven't heard anything. I guess we're still going.
Mm-hmm.
So glad we didn't get canceled.
I know, because it was like a week or two before you guys left. I think it was like a week. That's when they started canceling the Broadway shows.
Yeah.
And I really thought it was going to get canceled.
We did too.
But yeah, you guys are so lucky because they're probably like all getting shut down now.
I think they are. And like even the theater, like it wasn't full capacity at all. Mm-hmm. Like we literally had the whole row to ourselves.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was nice. So why did I say it like that? It was nice. So after that, I had been wanting like the whole week to go to like a rooftop bar with a view of the Empire State Building specifically. Mm-hmm. So we went to a rooftop bar. It was called 235th. And literally the Empire State Building was like right in front of us. Okay. It was so cool. It was freezing. So, and they had like all these blankets to wrap up with. So It was fun. Like we had dinner and we just like sat there together and looked at the view. It was really fun.
That's
It was a great way to like close out vacation. And then after that, we just went back to the hotel. We packed and just like talked about like all the fun things we did. And That's it. And then the next morning we took an Uber back to LaGuardia. And we came home to Denver.
Where we all had COVID.
Yeah. So we picked up Ozzy, but like you had a mask on and like you just like walked him out. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, thanks, bye.
Yeah. Cause I wasn't positive anymore, but the rest of the family had just tested positive.
Yeah. So. And like, plus like we had gone to New York too. And so we hadn't been tested yet. We were getting tested the next morning. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like on edge about it too.
Yeah.
We were fine. Our test came back negative, surprisingly.
Yeah. Wow, what a dream trip.
Yeah, it was so fun. I wrote down like a couple just like quick other things of like what I learned, I guess, kind of. Or just like small notes. The weather was actually really great. It literally rained one time. Didn't snow at all.
Yeah, you guys were lucky.
Everyone was really good about wearing masks and like complying with that. There like were never any issues. Even like outside, everyone was wearing masks.
That's good.
It was very cool. We didn't really have any crazy subway stories. I was kind of expecting something to happen. We had a couple guys like start playing music one morning and that was fun.
The mariachi.
Yeah, the mariachi. They came on and like were just playing music. We walked a total of 67.3 miles. And 154,865 steps, not including the airport on the way home. Yeah. So
how did you track that? How many miles?
On my phone, my activity app.
Dang.
Yeah. So that was crazy. I definitely would live there for sure. Like I just loved the vibe. Like I can honestly see like why so many people want to live there.
Yeah.
It was magical, honestly.
So expensive.
It was expensive. The food was expensive, but like we were also there for a week. Yeah. So it added up.
Wow. That is so fun. That was really fun to hear about because I've seen the pictures, but just like hearing about it, it's like, oh, I want to go so bad.
Yeah. I feel like I could have gone into a lot more detail with things, but like definitely watch my vlogs. Like we'll link to them because it was really fun to just document.
I love watching travel vlogs too.
Yeah. It was really fun.
How about when we get 1,000,000 downloads, then we'll go to New York.
Okay.
Let's do it.
No, honestly, we should go. It's fun.
Yeah. So everyone help us get to 1,000,000.
Please.
We're not even close.
Share with your friends.
We want to go to New York.
It was fun. Thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble on about my trip.
No, that was fun. And we'll definitely be posting the links when Ken's can edit the vlogs so that you guys can see, because that's really fun. Or you can follow her personal. What is it? At Kenzie Lil.
Yeah, at Kenzie.lil, L-I-L-L.
Yeah, and get updates and fashion advice and everything like that. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And before we go, we want to just give this little announcement. So March 8th is International Women's Day, and we were just thinking about it, and we want to give everyone a heads up really ahead of time, because we're going to start recording episodes kind of a few weeks ahead. So we want to give everyone an opportunity to submit a woman who inspires you, whether that's someone that you know, someone you don't know, your mom, your grandma, your sister, your friend, a teacher, anyone, any woman that inspires you, because we want to highlight the women that inspire you on International Women's Day. So submit them to our Instagram. You can, we're going to be putting a Google form out. And so we'll post this on the story when this episode releases. and you can submit the women in your life that inspire you, and they can be kept anonymous, or we can say their name if you want to give them a little shout out. There will be an option on the Google form, but please submit the women who inspire you, and we'll feature them on the episode that week of November, that week of March 8th. I was saying November 8th because my birthday.
Oh, your birthday. Okay.
Yeah, that week of March 8th. So the episode will air on the 6th. So please submit them. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we hope you have a great week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And please rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening right now.
And go follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Real Talk About Feminism. And you can find us on all of our other platforms if you click the link in our Instagram bio. Thank you guys so much for listening to Real Talk About Feminism.